computer geek to computer chic. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Nay, it's Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle and Chris Cabrera.
That's right.
Brandon Disney's on assignment in Boulder, Colorado. We are data doctors, and we are now in Phoenix, Tucson, Prescott, Flagstaff, Las Vegas, Boulder, Colorado, Dallas, Texas, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. And coming to a neighborhood near you, all you folks listening on the internet throughout the country that we've heard from time to time, we're coming.
That's right.
We're opening
just
up everywhere.
Just a matter of time.
All right, let's see if we can squeeze in a few more phone calls. Let's talk to Mark with a gateway who might have a hijacker.
I'm hijacked.
You're hijacked. How do you know that?
Well, I will type the URL into Internet Explorer, and instead of going to the site where I wanted to go to,
yes,
it goes somewhere else.
That's a pretty good indication.
That's a, uh-huh. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. We got a winner. And when and how did this happen, or do you know?
I really don't know. I run Adaware. I run SpyBot. And sometimes when I do Adaware, it says it can remove everything but a couple DLL.
How technical are you, Mark?
Technical? I'm pretty good.
Did you see the third link in our spyware section on our website, the CW Shredder?
Okay.
It's a very technical tool that'll get you into the bowels of the registry. So you have to know what you're doing because you're able to remove anything and everything from there.
Okay.
And you're going to have to decode what each line in the startup is through this CW Shredder program, and then you can remove it. And it'll remove that because what's happening is by the way, have you tried the inoculate or in SpyBot, there's the immunize.
Immunize, correct.
Yeah, have you done
that? I haven't done it.
Okay, you need to do the immunize because that's what helps you from being hijacked.
Okay.
So since you already have SpyBot, make sure and perform that as well. But really what you need to do is get rid of what's kind of infected you there. And without knowing exactly which one it is, some of them are really benign. Some of them are extremely difficult to get out because they hide in various parts of the registry.
Right. We're seeing more and more at Data Doctors now. There's about 20% of the spyware that the only solution ends up being to reinstall the operating system. And hopefully that's not the extent that you'll have to go to take care of this. But
CW Shredder, and for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, if you go to our website, datadoctors.com, you'll see a yellow ribbon on many, many of our pages that says tested and approve our software recommendations. And we've got categories in there, and one of them is for spyware and adware. You'll see three programs, Adaware, SpyBot. We recommend you download both of those and use both of those. And then there's the CW Shredder, which is a very technical tool for those that want to try to remove the boogers that have entered the machine.
Right.
But it is be very, very careful. Make sure and back up all your critical data. Make sure and back up your registry, all those things before you get started with this tool, Mark.
Thank you. I'll try it.
It's the home brain surgery kit with all of the side effects of a bad decision.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, good luck. And folks, it's easy to protect yourself against these hijack threats if you keep your Windows updated, your Windows operating system updated, and you use programs like SpyBot that will actually immunize.
Right.
Spyware Killer is another for-pay program that we use that we recommend highly.
Right.
Spyware Killer. It actually is able to find things that neither Adaware or SpyBot can find on a pretty regular basis. So,
See,
the problem is, unfortunately, these guys that are writing these spyware programs have the benefit, the luxury, the time to actually test their new efforts on these publicly known spyware programs like Adaware and SpyBot. So they work and work and work until they can figure out how to get around these things.
And they succeed.
Yes, they do because of the ability to just keep working on it until they can get around. It's kind of like the virus versus antivirus groups.
Right.
These people that are writing worms and viruses, some of them just count on there being people that are just completely clueless and they don't do any updates and they don't have any good up-to-date antivirus software and they haven't patched their Windows or any of those things. But others will make sure that they can kind of overcome. And in fact, a lot of them now, if you open file attachments and allow that to happen, first thing that these things do is go and attack your firewall and your antivirus program and disable them.
Right.
So now you have this false sense of security that, I'm up to date. I'm good to go. So I can open up any file.
And if you see the light suddenly and decide you need antivirus and you don't have it and you've already got a virus, chances are the virus will hinder your ability to install that antivirus software.
Correct. But since you brought that up, if you go to housecall.antivirus.com, for those of you that are infected or you think you're infected and you don't have an up-to-date antivirus program, or we hear all the time people having problems trying to get their antivirus program updated, you can go to this housecall.antivirus.com and actually do an online scan. It takes a lot longer than normal, but it is a way for you to quickly ascertain. So let's say it's the weekend, you can't get a hold of the tech support for the company that you're trying to work with. Instead of having to wait till Monday morning to call them to try to get a solution, at least check to see and remove whatever viruses you can through that online scanner. It's free. It uses some scripting to get in and do that, and it's fairly effective, especially with the more commonly known worms and viruses. So check that out. We got an email from Noel asking about an iOmega 160 gig Wi-Fi backup with software at roughly $500 and wants to know if it's a practical solution. What?
Yikes.
Well, first of all, anything Wi-Fi for a backup system, Noel, I wouldn't recommend, because Wi-Fi, first of all, the throughput's fairly low, even on the higher-end ones.
Right. So you're looking at a longer time to get that data transferred.
Right. And then what happens if your Wi-Fi connection goes down the middle of the backup?
Right.
So I would not recommend anything Wi-Fi as a backup resource. $500 is a lot of money to spend on just basically a storage device of that nature that's not a removable item. If you're looking at the iOmega product and you have a lot of data to back up, you might want to look at the Rev Drive, R-E-V, for, again, revolutionary. iOmega.com. Check out the Rev Drive for those of you that have lots and lots of storage. There are lots and lots of data to back up. It'll do up to 90 gigabytes on one cartridge.
Is it a tape?
No, it's actually almost like a portable hard drive. It's one of their disk-based cartridges that they're proprietary. They're iOmega only.
Gotcha.
But it is a good alternative to tape backup because it is a very similar removable cartridges. Large quantity of data in the compression mode. 35 gigabytes uncompressed, up to 90 gigabytes. If you missed it earlier in the show, one of the new products that we've been testing that we like for people that are completely clueless is a product from a company called CMS Products. It is an external hard drive with the software to walk you through the backup and then add schedulers to schedule the backup. Those of you in the know that have bought external hard drives and you're making backups, you know, for home users now, I don't recommend this external hard drive backup for businesses. This is for the casual home user. Businesses should have a much more concrete strategy, multiple backups, mostly off-site. So in the case of theft, fire, flood, I can't tell you how many times we've had customers come in saying, we got broken into, they stole our server, and our only backup was in the server.
Yeah, that's
boing.
Not good.
Again. Bonehead of the day. Can't do that. Got to get a clue, folks.
Right.
If you don't have a clue, buy one. Rent a tech person.
Rent a clue.
Ask somebody. Call. Get on the internet. Spend the time or the money, whichever you'd prefer spending. But you got to do this if you're going to own a computer. It's kind of like ignoring antivirus software and firewalls and all the other stuff. If you're going to drive a car, you got to have insurance. You got to keep the tire pressure up. You got to maintain it. There's a lot to owning a car, and folks, there's a lot to owning a computer. And education is the first step to having a good computer experience.
That's right.
A more gooder computer experience. If you're not a subscriber to the newsletter, highly recommend you do so, because a lot of the tidbits from today's show will be in the follow-up newsletter. It's absolutely free and easy. Datadoctors.com. Click on the newsletter section, or you can click on the radio show section to see all of today's offerings on how to back up your critical data. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle. We'll see you all next week.
4 days. Access to over 10,000.